Fishing Rod Shop Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Hey, Phil, how are you?
I'm doing good. How can I help you today, sir?
I currently am in Catskill, New York. We have Mid-Hudson right now, but we'd like to switch to you.
Oh, I'd be happy to help you with that. Can I get your address real quick, and I'll let you know when we'll have service available in your area?
40 Hill Street, apartment 1.
What's the zip code?
12414.
One moment while I get that address up. So at 40 Hill Street, apartment 1, looks like we will have service available on December 21st. We can sign you up so that you are pretty much on the list for our for everything today if you'd like. Or if you'd like to, you can wait around until it's a little bit closer to that window so you're not having to wait around for, you know, a couple extra months. So the choice is yours. Getting on the list today just means that you'll be one of the first people we will be giving a call to as soon as your service date is available, so we can sign you up for your installation. Would you like to do that?
Will that lock in our $69.99 for the 1 gig up?
Yes, it will.
Definitely.
So this is for a home, correct?
Yes.
And you're looking at specifically the 1 gig internet, correct?
Yes.
All righty. And about how large is your apartment?
About how what?
How large? About square footage.
I can't tell you square footage. I can tell you it's a 2-bedroom.
Okay. No worries about that. Just so you are aware, you are offered 1 free extender at the time of your installation. So don't worry about that. If you think you'll need it, just go ahead and let the technician know and they'll provide that for you free of charge.
Okay, great.
Do you need any kind of home phone services? This would be a landline. We don't offer cell services just yet.
Yeah, no, not home, not home. No, I deal with cell phone only.
No worries there. And you said you do rent. Do you know what the property owner or property manager's name is?
It's Steve Casabella.
Can you spell Casabella for me?
C-A-S-A. B-E-L-L-A, or it's Casabello, I think. I think it's Casabello, I'm sorry, with an O instead of an A. At the
no
end.
Worries. And do you know what their phone number is?
That I don't know.
Do you have an email for them?
Oh, I do. If you give me 1 second, I can get it for you.
Take your time.
All right. Maybe it's under I thought I had it.
No worries. If you don't, give me one moment. I'm actually looking up this information, seeing if I possibly can't find the owner's name. That way I can actually provide an because we do require a phone number for this just so that we have a... can get in contact with them. So just give me one moment.
Let me see here. Hang on. I might have his number. All right. You ready?
Yes, I am.
518.
Mm-hmm.
391.
Thank you.
0124.
Thank you much for that.
No problem.
So, yeah. Yeah, that we just have to be able to get a contact with them so that we can get permission to be on property so that way we can get services installed. And with giving us this much leeway and, you know, lead
Well, we
time.
already have I already have fiber with the company that's here now, Mid Hudson.
Okay, so we do actually have our own fiber optic signal. We don't piggyback off of other companies. So
Oh, okay.
that's why we need the permission to be on property.
Okay.
All right. Do you know how you get your utilities to the building? Are they from the pole or underground?
Oh, they're from the pole.
From the pole. Thank you. And is your billing address different from your service address?
No, the only address is the same.
All right. Can you spell your name for me, first and last name, so just so I have it properly in our records?
Yeah, it's Christopher with a C, Christopher.
HER, you said?
Yes. And last name is Othout, Othout.
You said OUE?
Outh.
OUT.
So it should be Othout.
Right. And you said your first name is Christopher?
Yes.
Christopher?
Correct.
And what's a good email address for you, Christopher?
It's Chris, my first name, last name, Othout, Othout, 82 at gmail.com.
And the phone number you're calling from, the 518-965-5005, is that a good number to contact you at?
Yes.
Fantastic. And how would you like to be contacted? We have phone, email, or text. Which one would you prefer?
You can contact phone's fine.
Phone's fine. So you, just so you're aware, we may contact you with account-specific updates from any one of Archop Fiber's agents, or we say there are, you know, contractors and stuff. You'll probably not receive any calls from them unless it's specific about, you know, your building and issues going and gone. You can choose to opt out at any time and choose to receive communication via email or text. And don't worry, giving your permission is not a consent. Your permission and consent is not a cause for purchase. So you can choose to opt out at any time.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so we're looking at a 1 gigabit home internet connection, which will be available on the 21st of December. No extra extenders aside from what you may ask from our technician, and no home phone services at 40 Hill Street, Apartment 1 in Catskill. And thank you, and again, thank you for providing your property owner's information. It makes our life a little bit easier, so we don't have to call you back and be like, "What's the property manager's number?" All right. So as part of the process, we do need to run a soft credit check. This is not going to hurt your credit score. We're just gathering a few bits of information. You are who you say you are, and see if that minimum deposit is required. You can choose to opt out, but by doing so, you'll be required to pay the minimum deposit of $50. Would you like to run that credit check now?
Well, you can. I'm probably gonna end up paying the $50, but
You never know. So let's give it a shot. Give it a shot.
all right.
Your 40 Hill Street unit or apartment one.
Apartment one, yeah.
And what is your social, Chris?
125 66 4555.
All right, give me 1 second, Chris, while that's running.
All right.
Yep, you are going to be required to pay that the $50 deposit. You're actually just barely over the limit for
Of
it.
course I am.
But yeah, essentially all we're doing is it checks what's called the delinquency risk. Essentially, it's how on time are you with your payments. So that's literally
I
all it
missed
is.
one payment. I'm 93%. So I mean, I pay on my car. So it
No,
was 93%. I was just a little late. It was like 30. It was like 28 days late.
I
So
understand. It actually, according to what I've gathered, it actually checks everything for the past 7 years.
there was
So,
nothing. Oh, I'm
yeah.
trying to think if
So,
there's anything 7 years ago. There was
yeah.
nothing.
Everyone's just like, "I don't remember." Yeah, it checks a lot of that delinquency notifications, just so you were aware. So no worries about that. So we will get this information in. So yes, sadly, you are going to be required to pay that $50 deposit, which sucks. Luckily for you, that $50 deposit actually is just held until you choose to cancel with us, because there is no contract, so you're free to cancel at any time. So that's great. So, and once you do cancel, that $50 deposit is actually returned to you via electronic check or direct deposit if you're setting up that way.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Well, do I have to pay that right now?
So yeah, that does have to be paid immediately. It can't be held off, sadly. If you can't do that at this time, we can hold off on this and wait until you have the funds to do so.
I can do it tomorrow. I just can't do it today. I get paid today, like literally today. So
no worries. So if you would like to give us a call back tomorrow, we'd be happy to help get you set up.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's it. Actually, one more thing. You guys offer business internet as well?
We do offer business internet, but that's a separate department.
Okay, yeah, I have somebody that was interested in learning more about your business. So.
So you have them give us a call. We'll take their information down and pass that along to our business team.
Oh, do you want to check another address for me, actually?
Sure, I can do that for you.
165 Landon Avenue.
And it's still in Catskill?
Yes.
You said 165 Landon?
Landon, yes.
It's looking like we're pretty much going to have all of the city of the town of Catskill ready to go by December 21st.
Okay, because I'm going to probably sign my client up as well. I take care of a dementia patient,
okay,
and he's currently through Mid-Hudson, and he's got old internet. They don't even have fiber set up for him yet. So.
Oh, geez. Wow.
So he's dealing with the old internet. So
he's still on the coaxial stuff.
Yeah, he's also pole. Let me talk to his son-in-law today and ask him what he thinks about it. And he's going to want phone too. Now, what kind of offers do you guys got for like a big bundle?
So we actually have a flat fee for our home phone services. Our home phone services are $24.99 on top of the internet price. You are required to have internet to have home phone. It's because we have to have the fiber. Everything runs off the fiber for us. So for both of them together, for using an ACH auto payment, the total is going to be $94.98 a month for home phone and that 1 gigabit internet. We do offer a slower price if he's looking for something a little bit less, which would drop his price down to $84.98 for both of them.
Okay, and then you guys aren't offering TV anytime soon, right?
No, that's not in the cards at this time. We are strictly a internet provider company, not a cable company.
Okay, let me talk to his son-in-law today, and I'll get back to you guys about that tomorrow as well.
No worries. If there's no other questions, thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. We look forward to hearing back from you tomorrow when we're able to finish getting you set up for service.
All right. Sounds great, man. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.